Hi, everybody. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Rainbow.
And today we are on day two talking about Game On and how Twitch is taking over the world of live streaming games. Ooh. Yeah. So we've talked about how Twitch came to be and what kind of things people like to do on there. But now we're going to talk about something a little bit different. And that has to do with conventions or a particular convention. Have you ever been to a convention before?
I have been to a I think it's kind of like Comic-Con, but it's here in Taiwan.
That's fun.
Cosplay convention.
Oh, yeah. I love those because I love seeing people walk around in really cool costumes that they make themselves.
So real.
And it's so, they're so talented.
They're like, so talented.
I admire cosplayers a lot. I think I've been to an anime convention before when I was in high school, and that was pretty fun, although it was kind of a small one. So maybe I'd like to try and go to another one sometime. But today we're talking about a convention which has to do with Twitch. So I wonder what we could, you know, what part of Twitch could go into a convention. Would you like to find out?
Yeah, let's All do right. it.
Reading.
Game On. Twitch takes gameplay live. As Twitch has become more popular, the platform has grown a culture and community all of its own. It's no surprise that Twitch has now crossed over to the real world with TwitchCon, a convention for all Twitch fans. The first TwitchCon was held in San Francisco, California, US in 2015. Since then, it has become a multi-day event with tens of thousands of guests. This year, TwitchCon will be overseas for the first time at CityCube in Berlin, Germany. Hundreds of streamers are signed up for TwitchCon, and they'll be streaming from purple rooms inside the convention. There will be plenty of opportunities for guests to meet their favorite streamers, along with competitions featuring esports and speedrunning. The artists of Twitch will show off their skills at Artist Alley, where guests can buy some of their work. The convention also promotes charity efforts and technology education. Streamers will take on challenges to raise money for several different charities, and up-and-coming streamers can learn more about new technology useful for streaming. TwitchCon may be great fun, but it's also doing good in the world. The size and impact of this convention shows just how Twitch is a way of life for many of its biggest fans.
All right, first sentence. As Twitch has become more popular, the platform has grown a culture and community all of its own.
Of course.
So it's growing and growing, and it has its own culture, which is a group of people that love it, and that's what community means. So community is a group of people of any size. It could be a small community, a large community. I think Twitch has quite a large community, right?
Yeah.
And the members share, they could share in cultural interests. Maybe they're related by their heritage or blood, or they could just love the same thing like gaming. So
yes,
here are some few examples of different communities there are. So when you see the word urban community, that just means a big city or a town, like the downtown of the city, especially if you're in a big country. Downtown's very far away, so they have their own community and activities. And of course, when we talk about Twitch, that's the gaming community. So these people often come together to play video games, they chat online, they might even meet up in real person, and that connects us to our online community.
Yes.
And if there are any fans of celebrities or live streaming shows, they might chat online to form sort of like a group that's kind of like a family, and they talk about the same interests. And sometimes they would meet in person too. All right, so I have a sentence for you. Our community is filled with passionate people trying to bring about change.
Wow,
that's like a good community.
So it sounds like a community that's around doing something good for the world. And that could be an interest too. So our article goes on to say, it's no surprise that Twitch has now crossed over to the real world with TwitchCon.
TwitchCon!
Yeah, TwitchCon! A convention for all Twitch fans. Okay, so here we see the words crossed over, and this is a phrasal verb that, think of it like crossing a road. One side of the road is the internet or cyberspace. The other side is going to be the real world, where people can see, talk to, and be in the same place with each other. So a noun form of this is one word, crossover. So we talk about this in movies and TV, especially fans of movies and TV, where one character from one show goes into another one. Like, for example, if you had a character from Pokemon going into Sailor Moon or vice versa, that sort of thing, that would be a crossover. They're from different places, but they go to a different world. Okay, and here we're talking about this word convention that we've been talking about for a little bit already. So it's a noun that means it's an event where lots and lots of people gather together to celebrate their community and see what's new in the thing they're interested in. And the short version of the word convention is con, C-O-N. So you can say, I'm going to TwitchCon, Twitch convention. Anime, gaming, comics, art, other hobbies, anything you can think of are things for which people commonly hold cons. They're usually in a big center like a hotel or maybe a convention center like the one next to Taipei 101. Like you might see like a computer or gaming convention there every year.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah. So an example of this, my friends and I dressed up like our favorite anime characters to go to a cosplay convention. Wow. Just like Rainbow said.
Is it Sailor Moon?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, the next sentence says, the first TwitchCon was held in San Francisco, California, U.S. in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a few years back. But yeah. Since then, it has become a multi-day event with tens of thousands of guests.
Wow. Sounds very busy.
Yeah, so multi-day event. Multi means many. So when we talk about multivitamins, it's your vitamin with many different vitamins inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like the B12, it has the vitamin C, the Ds. And now multi-day event is an event that lasts for a few days. So for a convention or a seminar, it might be 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This year, TwitchCon will be overseas for the first time at CityCube in Berlin, Germany.
Oh!
Overseas! Wow!
That's cool. So there must be a lot of German Twitch viewers, too.
Yeah, that's interesting that they chose to hold it in Berlin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so overseas literally means over the sea, right?
Yep.
So overseas means in or to a foreign country, especially across the sea. So we can say overseas trip. Okay, that could be going to China, going to America, overseas flight, okay, instead of an in-country or a national flight.
Yeah.
Or overseas market means you're selling things to people outside of your country. I have a sentence for you. If you're coming back from overseas, you must check if you're bringing back things that you shouldn't.
Right.
Ooh, like no food, right?
No food. No fresh food, anyway.
No fresh food.
No meat or vegetables or fruit, like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so going on with our article, hundreds of streamers are signed up for TwitchCon, and they'll be streaming from purple rooms inside the convention.
Wow.
I saw some pictures of these purple rooms. They look pretty cool, and they look really comfortable. If you're a streamer on Twitch and you get to go to TwitchCon, you're going to be treated like royalty.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So there will be plenty of opportunities for guests to meet their favorite streamers, along with competitions featuring esports and speedrunning. We talked about speedrunning already, and esports are like sports that you play in a video game. So here's another interesting phrase that we can talk about. Plenty of. Plenty means a lot of, enough, or more than enough. Plenty has this feeling of something somebody wants, and then there's enough to make them happy or satisfied with what they've got. I have plenty of food on my plate. I don't need more. That kind of thing.
Okay, next sentence says, the artists of Twitch will show off their skills at Artist Alley, where guests can buy some of their work.
Ooh,
wow.
That sounds really cool.
They get to show off their skills, which means to display your skill for somebody, for a lot of people to see or to admire, to display with pride. So I could be showing off skills, or artists could be showing off their skills and talents, or somebody could be showing off their grades. Now, when we just say somebody is showing off, though, like, oh, she shows off a lot, or he's always showing off. That's not really a good thing because it means that they're bragging or boasting in a way that makes other people uncomfortable because they're always like, oh, look at me. I'm so great. I'm amazing. So they like to show off a lot. So that's not a good thing when people say someone's a show off or someone likes to show off a lot.
Yeah. Like if I said to Rainbow, God, you're such a show off. Ugh. That means that I think that she's trying to make herself look really cool.
All the time. It's annoying.
Yeah. So the article goes on to say, the convention also promotes charity efforts and technology education. That's really cool. And we're going to learn about both of those in just a second. Okay, so we have this word here which is promote, as in TwitchCon is promoting charities. So promote is a verb that means to push or encourage something in front of people. You put it out in front of more people so they'll notice it and they'll act on it. It comes from these two roots. Pro means for and mote means move. So move for something, move on behalf of something. Companies often promote certain products to get people to buy more of them. So like this, TwitchCon is telling people, please give some money or help out these charities. They're putting the charity's name out and they're trying to help groups that help people who need it. So that's what a charity is. I have another example for you. We are promoting the newest items on our menu to let people try new flavors and tell us what they think. Okay, so, and we have this other word here, which is a noun, technology. Technology means new machines, new ways of doing things that are all modern and helpful and they fit in modern life. So like computers, smartphones, new medicines, new genetic testing, like what other kind of things could be technology?
Well, we have medical technology or like electronic technology or what else is another kind of tech? Buildings?
Yes.
Buildings can feature a lot of new technologies.
Yeah, of course. Like a
glass buildings.
A lot of things we take for granted now were like really new technology 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So Twitch is a technology-based company because they stream. So of course they want to help people learn how to use technology so they can make Twitch better. So here's an example for you. The new medical technology being developed by this company may help us get rid of cancer in the future. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be a really useful technology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next sentence says, streamers will take on challenges to raise money for several different charities, and up-and-coming streamers can learn more about new technology useful for streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so this is a really long sentence.
Yeah.
Our first phrase, to take on, is an idiom which means to accept some work or the responsibility. So we can say, I'm going to take on the responsibility. Or I can say, she's going to take on the challenge of skydiving.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Or you can say, I agreed to take on more work or take on a task. So you're going to put something on yourself and you're going to complete it and be responsible for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this sentence, we have a couple of other really interesting words. And the first one of those is charity. So a charity is a noun, and a charity is actually an organization which helps people who need it for any given reason. Maybe there are charities to help people who have certain sicknesses or illnesses, like charities for children with cancer, or there are charities for people who are suffering from mental disorders, or there's also charities to help the homeless or to help people in developing countries who can't get good access to medicine or care or want to start their own business. So any charity is one that you can give money to, and that money will go to people who need it. So that's why Twitch is supporting these kinds of groups. And here, there's another word that we want to know, which is up and coming. This is a phrase that means somebody is kind of new to something, but they're pretty talented at it, and you know that they're going to become better at it. So up and coming means that in the next generation or in the next few years, that person is going to be one of the lead people in that field. So up and coming streamers are streamers who are new to it, new to Twitch, but they're going to get much better at it, and maybe they're going to become very popular in the future. So TwitchCon may be great fun, but it's also doing good in the world. Yeah, because they're promoting these charities, they're giving back money to people who need it, they're helping new streamers like learn how to be better streamers so maybe they can make money in the future. And so the size and impact of this convention shows just how Twitch is a way of life for many of its biggest fans.
Wow.
Yeah. So impact here is a word that we see. It's like an effect that something has on something else. Usually it's a powerful effect. Impact comes from something hitting into something else and leaving a mark there. It creates an effect on the thing that it hits. In this sense, TwitchCon has an impact on the charities it's helping and on the lives of people who use it. So here's another example. The impact of the new law isn't yet known. We will start to see the changes from it in the next few months.
Okay, so we talked about impact as a noun. So when we say impact, we can also use this word as a verb. So you can say a person impacted somebody. So you can say her father really impacted her life, which means her father really affected her life. And if we want to use it as a noun, we can say her father had an impact on her life. So you can use impact as a verb, and you can also use it as a noun to mean affecting somebody or the effect that someone has on someone. All right, so in this sentence, the adverb how is followed by a clause that is the object of the sentence. And it also emphasizes the convention shows in what manner that Twitch is a way of life. So other WH words, we have who, what, but, where, when, why. So they have the similar purpose of connecting these two clauses. I have a sentence for you. Until this day, people are still not sure of what happened to the lost civilization of Atlantis. All right, so that's it for today. Let's head on to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat question today is a pretty interesting one, and maybe we can talk about a few different ones. What kind of convention would you like to go to, and what do you want to do there? So, have you been to a convention before?
I have been to, maybe around 3 years ago, there was a big, it's called washi tape, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those tapes with patterns on them that were really, really popular in Taiwan, insanely expensive. I must have purchased like 50 or something.
Oh my gosh. Did you decorate stuff with them?
Yeah.
Oh, I do too.
I had this big collection of like scrapbook items a long time ago that I haven't touched in a while.
Wow.
But anything that's like artsy, I like art conventions. Art supply conventions? What kind of conventions are there?
Well, there's lots of different conventions. The ones that come to mind for me first are probably like science fiction conventions or like Comic-Con, like you said, where people who are fans of comic books or certain science fiction shows will go to kind of gather together with their community, and they can meet some of the actors and the writers behind their favorite shows.
Yeah.
Because a lot of famous people who work in those kinds of movies or media, they go to conventions to speak or to sign autographs or something like that. So it's really exciting for fans.
What do you want to go to?
What kind of convention would I want to go to? I think I would like to go to, I think I'd like to go to like a convention for illustrators and artists, because that's what I got my degree in. So I like art and I like to be inspired by other people. And I'd really like to collaborate or work together with other artists too. So that's the kind
so
of convention
cool.
I would like. How about you?
Probably art supplies or like book conventions. Is there a convention for food?
Oh, yeah, of course there must be.
Cooking supplies, cooking, oh my gosh, everything to do with cooking. I would love to go. Unfortunately, they don't have those here, I don't think.
I don't know. I've seen some like interesting cooking shows here, but I'm not sure how many there are. Maybe you'll have to investigate that.
To investigate. All right. Mm-hmm. So you can talk about the kinds of conventions that you would like to visit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Rainbow.
I'm Kat. And we'll see you next time.
Game on! Twitch takes gameplay live. As Twitch has become more popular, the platform has grown a culture and community all of its own. It's no surprise that Twitch has now crossed over to the real world with TwitchCon, a convention for all Twitch fans. The first TwitchCon was held in San Francisco, California, US in 2015. Since then, it has become a multi-day event with tens of thousands of guests. This year, TwitchCon will be overseas for the first time at CityCube in Berlin, Germany. Hundreds of streamers are signed up for TwitchCon, and they'll be streaming from purple rooms inside the convention. There will be plenty of opportunities for guests to meet their favorite streamers, along with competitions featuring esports and speedrunning. The artists of Twitch will show off their skills at Artist Alley, where guests can buy some of their work. The convention also promotes charity efforts and technology education. Streamers will take on challenges to raise money for several different charities, and up-and-coming streamers can learn more about new technology useful for streaming. TwitchCon may be great fun, but it's also doing good in the world. The size and impact of this convention shows just how Twitch is a way of life for many of its biggest fans.
Vocabulary Review.
Community. The Hakka community in Taiwan is mainly located in the northwestern and southern parts of the island. Convention. Engineers from around the world went to a convention in Chicago to preview some of the latest computer models. Overseas. Howard's new job requires him to travel overseas to visit offices in America and Australia. Promote. The government is trying to promote recycling as a way to reduce waste. Technology. The company is using modern technology, such as solar power, to save money. Impact. Daily exercise makes a very positive impact on your health and attitude.